In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel is very plain today, and also very complicated. This Gospel and other things like it in the Bible have been misinterpreted quite a bit in this century, so it's quite kind of hard to understand the meaning if we are in Western society and have been exposed to false teachings about the second coming of Christ. Let's get to the simple part, because the simple part is the most important part. The Lord says, "The one who endureth to the end, that one shall be saved." It's very plain and simple. We are to endure. And endurance is not just dealing with people who are trying to torture you or kill you. That's for movie sets. And occasionally in real life. But every Christian must endure in living the Christian life, in forgiving those who do not ask for forgiveness and continue to hurt, in not slandering those who slander, in loving those who do not love, in being kind to those who are not kind, in following the commandments even when sometimes it appears that the whole world has gone away from the commandments. This is what endurance to the end is. And of course it would encompass enduring torture and deprivation as well. But if you do not live the Christian life, then if those things happen, you don't have a chance. It's very rare that a person is able to endure dangerous things in their life. Losing their job, losing their life, losing loved ones, if they have not previously lived a life devoted to Christ, to following the commandments. There are examples in the lives of the saints, but they are rare. So endurance to the end is living the Christian life to the end. We live in an age now that defines as Christianity many things that are diabolical and devilish and evil. And it's very depressing to see these things happen. So endurance to the end is to follow the commandments. Now, at the end of this reading, skipping more or less right now the complicated parts, we have how to know if it is Jesus that comes in the second coming. And you know, it's not just about the second coming that we must understand who the Lord is. There have been false Christs from the beginning. They were even mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles. So we must be able to recognize what is true and what is false. The false morality that is being foisted upon supposed Christianity these days is a false Christ. And many people are believing it and are running to indulge in it and are losing their souls. So this is not just about recognizing Christ in the second coming. I'll tell you a story, a true story. There was a good friend of mine who was cohabiting, and she felt bad about it, but she felt, well, I don't know what to do. We've set up the same apartment, and there's financial entanglements, and we do love each other, and we do want to get married, and I know it's wrong, but I don't know what to do. And so, I'm talking with her. I said, do the courageous thing. Just tell them. Tell them that you cannot sleep together. That doesn't mean you don't have a relationship and don't love one another. And she was close to doing it. But then she said, God will forgive me of my sin once we get married. And she never had the courage to actually stop the relationship. The Lord stopped it for them later on because this man died in an auto accident. Well, later on the conversation turned to about the second coming. And she spoke quite confidently that, well, It's easy to know when the Lord will come, because he will be like the lightning flashing from the east to the west, as this gospel says today. So, it'll be an instantaneous event. There won't be time for it to be on CNN and in messages in our cell phones. It'll be instantaneous and apparent to all. She was very confident that she would know. And she may yet know by God's mercy. But it is a dangerous path when you indulge in sin, because sin deadens the conscience and deadens the mind so that what you used to remember, you no longer remember. And you can be deceived. It is quite obvious how the Lord will come. He will come as lightning from the east to the west. And we know this right now. But will you know this in 2 years, or 10, or 30? If you live the Christian life, then you will know it. If you do not live the Christian life, then it is quite possible that you will be deceived by someone who appears to be like Christ and mimics his miracles. But here is the way to be sure. Not by memorizing the scripture text, because you can forget that. But he says these things about, if someone says, "Behold, here is Christ," or "Here, do not begin to believe it." And there are many false Christs and prophets that be raised up, and they shall produce great signs and wonders. He's warning about all the things that can happen. It's a lot of information to digest, a lot of things to remember, a lot of things to compare to a particular person who's appeared. Here's all you need to do. Go to the Gospel of John. "My sheep follow me because they know my voice. And they will not follow a stranger because they do not know the voice of a stranger." This is how you will be sure if it is Christ. Not by memorizing the scriptures. You can forget things you memorize. But by living with the shepherd day by day so that you know his voice. Then, when you hear a stranger, you will have a visceral reaction. You will know that it is not Christ. This is the safe and the sure path. Now, many people in this century have chosen the way of study, having kind of dissecting these scriptures, and especially Daniel. Daniel's a favorite of theirs, and Revelation. And having these elaborate systems that somehow safeguard us. There is no elaborate system that safeguards you. Only Jesus Christ safeguards you. And you must know him, or you will be lost. So, let us prepare for the second coming, which may yet be in our generation, by following him as his sheep, so that we know his voice. May God help us. Amen.